This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1956. Oh, don't get us wrong. 1956 was not Elvis Presley's year alone. It was a different year. There were still other stars who had had a couple of hit records in the past couple of years. Familiar names to most everybody. People who had been around for some time. K-Star, Les Baxter, Nelson Riddle, Gogi Grant. But then there were a few of the opposites, too. People who were just emerging on the recording scene. Jim Lowe, Carl Perkins, Fats Domino, Patience and Prudence, Gene Vincent. Now, Fats Domino and a couple of the others we just mentioned, they really had been around for quite some time, but they hadn't been accepted in the popular stream of recording, and their sales didn't really show that they were one of the more popular recording artists. Nevertheless, they have had quite a bit of experience before they actually sold their first million. Yes, it was a funny year. A year of new things, with Elvis as the big king of the new things. A couple of old things still hanging on, yet everybody trying to kind of hop on the bandwagon. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1956.